Governor Paula Page is proposing a 3-year grandfather period to allow Maine residents who've installed solar panels to recover some of their upfront costs through a practice called net metering. But after that, he wants to end the program. As Fred Bever reports, the governor's new proposal is drawing swift criticism from the solar industry.
Under net metering, residential solar generators can get a credit on their electric bill for excess electricity that they put back into the power grid. Over time, those credits can help cover the cost of the original investment for, say, solar panels on your roof. But as more people have gone solar, the policy has come under fire. Some say it forces non-solar customers to pay an unfair share of maintaining the electric grid. Governor Paula Page wants to get rid of net metering altogether.
But the whole concept behind the comments from the governor's energy office is to move forward with a more market-based approach.
Patrick Woodcock directs the governor's energy office, and he submitted the new proposal to regulators at the Maine Public Utilities Commission last Friday. It offers a 3-year phase-out of the decades-old net metering regime starting in September. After that, the governor would still allow solar generators to be compensated for excess energy they put on the grid, but at rates Woodcock says would more closely track the real-time value of electricity in the region.
What the 3 year is trying to do is they will receive effectively the retail price of electricity and move forward with a new compensation system. They would be able to receive the renewable energy credits that have a huge value. They're currently not receiving that.
But solar power advocates say the governor's proposal would compound harm that uncertainty over net metering's future is already causing the industry. Steve Hinchman, the chief financial officer at Portland-based solar contractor Revision Energy, calls the proposal
a crock of lies and misperceptions and misinformation. It's really disheartening.
Hinchman says the governor's office overlooks benefits that local solar power production provides to all electricity consumers, such as reducing energy demand on the grid at peak times, which puts a brake on spot market electricity prices. Such benefits were documented in a Value of Solar report commissioned by the PUC less than 2 years ago and recently updated.
The governor's entire position is predicated on the idea that solar is too expensive. The opposite is true. Solar is saving ratepayers. It's lowering our energy use. It's reducing carbon emissions. It's creating high-quality jobs.
Many residential solar users, and some municipalities too, want net metering to be continued at least until the next legislature can make a new try at consensus. A decision is not expected before fall. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.